Nashville. Hamilton Cree flew to Nashville on his three-day weekend holiday to see his brothers for the first time since Christmas. The family reunion took place at Jeff's home, a rambling single-story ranch-type house sitting close to the massive levee that kept the Cumberland River within its banks. Further south and west, the lower Mississippi had been engulfed in what people now called the Sea of Mexico. Nashville had barely saved itself from being drowned, like New Orleans and Baton Rouge and so many other cities had been. Hamilton was the only unmarried man of the four brothers, and the house rang with the shrieks and laughter of his six nieces and nephews. Happily stuffed with the dinner his sisters-in-law had made, and the beer that Brother Hank had brought with him from his distributorship, Hamilton sat in relaxed comfort in Jeff's man cave, territory forbidden to wives and children. "You see that broadcast the Star Man made?" asked Washington. He was the closest to Hamilton's age, only 2 years older. He didn't look much like his namesake. Wash was short, with curly dark hair and a noticeable beer belly. "Had to see it," Ham replied from his seat on the sofa between Wash and Hank. "He was on every channel." "Yeah," said Hank. "Even on my chat line." "How'd he do that?" Jeff wondered from the recliner he had cranked halfway back. "You'll have to ask him, I guess," Wash said. "I looked him up on different search engines," said Hank. "Jordan Kell. Used to be some kind of diplomat. They sent him to places where a war or some sort of violence was breaking out, and he'd try to calm everybody down. His wife got killed in one of those scrapes," Wash said.
"I didn't know that," Ham admitted.
"So now he's married to a pretty little thing from New Earth. Guess they're just like humans after all." With a shrug, Wash said, "They must screw like humans, at least."
"I don't know," Jeff said in his superior oldest son tone. "Maybe they do it different."
That led to several minutes of speculation and lewd jokes. Hamilton almost admitted to his brothers that he'd like to meet this star traveler face to face. See this guy who can close down public bridges just so he and his alien wife can take a look around. Ask him where he gets so high and mighty. Hank changed the subject.
"Hambone, you still looking for a job?"
Hamilton hunched his shoulders. "Sort of. Only got a few days until I'm finished with my mandatory service."
"This outfit I'm working for up in Chicago, they use a private security firm."
"A rent-a-cop?"
"Yeah, but they're damn good. Top-flight outfit. And they're looking for people."
"Private security," Hamilton mused.
"Pays good. And with your police background, you'd be a shoo-in. You ought to go see them."
"Maybe I should," Hamilton agreed.